It's an average night for the Ragmi family. Kumari is doing the cooking, and her husband Bakash is playing with their one-year-old baby daughter, Aroi. Their apartment is a nice open space for Aroi to play in. The lights are dimmed, and the smell of seasoned vegetables is rising from a pan.
Let's play this one, okay? If you're happy, 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 and you know it, clap your hands.
The Regmis have lived in Utica for 5 years. They lead successful, middle-class lives. He's a nurse practitioner. She's finishing up her master's, about to become a nurse practitioner too. But their story is not like most. Both of their families are of Nepali heritage, but they lived in the Himalayan country of Bhutan. When the king of Bhutan started expelling anyone who practiced different cultures and traditions, Bakash and Kumari's families were forced out. They became refugees. For the next 17 years, each grew up living in refugee camps on opposite ends of Nepal.
Bhutan, it is a beautiful country when you look. It's a Himalayan country. But it was not beautiful for us. Life in a refugee camp was very difficult. And there was no proper food, and people were very malnourished.
Our houses were made of bamboo and plastic. And if there is a strong wind, we need to secure the plastic, otherwise it would be blown away. But we did not have electricity like how it is here, and we did not have running water.
Bakash recalls the poor conditions of the camp being his original inspiration for becoming a nurse.
And when I was in refugee camp, seeing all those desperate need of poor health, poor condition, I always thought that I wish I could go to the medical school and help these people. But being a refugee, I never had an opportunity to do those. So.
Kumari also wanted to become a nurse, but lacked the resources growing up. After the U.S. started taking in Bhutanese refugees, Kumari and Bakash's families both resettled in Syracuse in 2009.
The Catholic charity used to help us, like, where to go and to find jobs and stuff. So they told me, you can do a volunteer here because you speak a little bit of English. So I volunteered for, 5 months, and Bakash came. And then he started volunteering there. That's where we met.
The two shared an interest in nursing and furthering their education, and they started exploring those options together. They married in 2012 and moved to Utica. For Bakash and Kumari, it's important that their daughter retains their Nepali heritage.
We encourage her to know varieties of languages. At home, we always speak Nepali, and maybe in daycare, they speak English, so maybe she does not understand. And she used to cry every time I drop her off. But now she's getting used to it. She's liking it.
Bakash and Kumari have immersed themselves in the Utica community and as nurse practitioners, educating Central New Yorkers on the importance of blood donations. They organize a blood drive every year. They also work to educate people in Utica about preventing diseases.
I always talk about the primary prevention. It is good to be treated and prevent disease before you get the disease. So not only helping the people, family, and community, I'm helping whole country, and I'm saving the budget in the Medicare, and insurance.
While the Regmis have traveled a long road of hardship, they say mutual support has allowed them to build a life together and to use their experiences to help other refugees and the wider community. And while their stories will always be a part of them, they don't call themselves refugees anymore. They go by something else, Americans. For WAMC, I'm Nate Bridge with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.